Yoga, and the Neuroscience of Self-Awareness. During the past few years, brain researchers such as my colleagues Sarah Lazar and Brita Holtzel at Harvard have shown that intense meditation has a positive effect on exactly those brain areas that are critical for physiological self-regulation. In our latest yoga study with six women with histories of profound early trauma, we also found the first indications that 20 weeks of yoga practice increased activation of the basic self system, the insula, and the medial prefrontal cortex. This research needs much more work, but it opens up new perspectives on how actions that involve noticing and befriending the sensations in our bodies can produce profound changes in both mind and brain that can lead to healing from trauma. After each of our yoga studies, we asked the participants what effect the classes had had on them. We never mentioned the insula or interoception. In fact, we kept the discussion and explanation to a minimum so that they could focus inward. Here's a sample of their responses. My emotions feel more powerful. Maybe it's just that I can recognize them now. I can express my feelings more because I can recognize them more. I feel them in my body, recognize them, and address them. I now see choices, multiple paths. I can decide, and I can choose my life. It doesn't have to be repeated or be experienced like a child. And finally, I was able to move my body and be in my body in a safe place and without hurting myself or getting hurt. Learning to communicate. People who feel safe in their bodies can begin to translate the memories that previously overwhelmed them into language. After Annie had been practicing yoga 3 times a week for about a year, she noticed that she was able to talk much more freely to me about what had happened to her. She thought this almost miraculous,